Listening Library presents Hello, Mrs. Pigglewiggle by Betty McDonald. Chapter 1. The Show-Off Cure. It was a beautiful morning. A bluebird sat on a small branch in the flowering cherry tree and swayed gently back and forth. A crocus pushed his golden head through the tender green grass and blinked in the sudden sunlight. Mrs. Carmody hummed as she laid slices of bacon in the black iron skillet. "Spring is my favorite time of year," she said to Mandy the dog, who was lying in the kitchen doorway scratching a flea and waiting to trip somebody. Mrs. Carmody plugged in the toaster, got out the raspberry jam, then went to the front hall and called upstairs to her husband, "Jordan, breakfast," and to her little boy, "Philip, are you up?" Philip, who was 10 years old and still under the covers, called out sleepily, "Practically all dressed, Mom. Be right down." Constance, his sister, who was 11 3/4, yelled from the bathroom where she was testing how lipstick would look when she was 13, "Philip isn't even up, Mom. He won't be down for about 10 hours. Philip shouted, "Old spy! Tattletale!" Constance said, "Be quiet, little boy. You bore me." Mrs. Carmody called again, louder, "Philip, get out of bed this instant. Connie, wipe off that lipstick. Hurry, Jordan, dear, while the toast is hot." She went back to the kitchen and gave the percolator a little shake to hurry it up. Then she walked over and stood by the open back door.